This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Greek Freak is headed to South Beach. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The much-anticipated deal finally taking place Monday night with the Bucks sending Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to Miami for four players, including Wisconsin native Tyler Herro, as well as Jaime Jaquez, K.L. Ware, and Kasparis Giakoumenis, plus three first-round picks, two pick swaps, and a second-rounder. Giannis spent 13 seasons in Milwaukee, was a 10-time All-Star, two-time MVP, and Defensive Player of the Year, leading the Bucks to the 2021 NBA title. How did Bucks fans react?
You hear the words Giannis getting traded and you think what?
Disappointed. I think they got another championship if they could get him the supporting cast that he needs.
You know, Giannis has given everything to the city, so I mean, he's in a lot, but I kind of feel like it's time. Get what we can get for him and time to move on.
I want what's best for him, honestly. I would say I'm more of a Giannis fan than a Bucks fan.
My blood is Giannis's blood.
If you want to win a championship in the NBA today, you get yourself five defensive guys.
It is sort of a lateral move. I mean, I think Miami will have to make some other moves to be a serious contender. I mean, I couldn't name anybody else.
Yeah, overall, it's kind of lukewarm. Not really. Wish it happened a couple years ago.
You think we're going to get a guy who's going to want to play in the middle of January? You think he's going to be able to get up for a game and it's 4 degrees outside? No. But we had a guy we knew who was down for whatever, and we give them away to Miami.
Brewers began their series with a win in Cincinnati last night, 2-1 in 10 innings. The crew managed just three hits all night, scored twice in the 10th, though, on a wild pitch and a sack fly. Brandon Woodruff tossing six innings of shutout ball. He allowed just one hit with no walks and 10 strikeouts. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.